Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:51, I suppose, Irish summertime. Well, this has been really quite an interesting day in here. I suppose the main headline here was oil. Oil is currently sitting at 63.97. It's up $1.04. It's been as high as 64.96, and when you look at the chart, it's been as high as $68. That wasn't a bad tick. It actually traded up there. There was some speculation last night that the US had run into an aggressive Iranian ship, and then there was another story that the British army had sent in some people to try and get back their people from Iran. Of course, both completely fallacious, and the price shot right back down again. But it was quite firm today, and this is quite an important breakout. We need to fall back into the sort of the lateral range here to offset potential for this to go higher. The fact that oil was up today very much helped the precious metals. Gold was up $2 on the future, the June future. That's up 390. That's at 672, 270. And gold is looking really quite healthy in here. Silver was as high as 1354 and a half, but it's at 1340 right now. It's up 12.5 cents. So not a whole pile to work. Still, that silver looking really quite good there. Excuse me. Now, precious metals looking quite firm in here. Same with oil. The soft commodities have also been relatively strong in here. Silver up 13.75 cents at 770. Corn was a little bit weaker in here today. Oats, which has been the leader right across the board, was up a little bit in here. It's at 257 and a half, so that is sustaining this upward break in here right now. Wheat, which has been the weakest of them, was relatively unchanged here, up 2.5. It's at 456 and a half. So the soft commodities still looking in form. I suppose wheat certainly the weakest of them, but soybeans, oats, really looking quite firm, and all of these commodities starting to look quite a bit better, the soft commodities and the precious metals. Industrial metals have had a bit of a harder time of it, but in general we can say that the commodity complex is starting to move upwards, and that is going to have some knock-on effects for inflation. Now, Wall Street has had a bit of a roller coaster of a day. The Nasdaq is currently down. Okay, I was looking at the futures. Let me just pull up the actual spot indices. The Dow is down 88.6 points. That's at 12,308. The S&P is down 10 and a bit, and the Nasdaq is down 17 and a quarter. Well, you had Bernanke come out today and say that inflation was still quite high, but and they have, and I'll give you another quote. Bernanke says Fed has not abandoned inflation bias. He sees risk growing. But at the same time, he also stood by his growth estimates. And the market has really latched onto the inflation commentary with all three of the main indices down. However, looking at the actual charts, the Dow Jones is about halfway up on the range. So there's a bit of a tail in there. You're not getting the concerted selling pressure like we did towards the end of February. Certainly nothing like that. And it's not anything like the downward dynamic that we saw on the 13th. So I think that while we are in a bit of a reactive phase in here, and I think it is too early to say that this reaction is over, I think that there is also quite a good likelihood that we're going to find some support above those March 5th lows. What we're really starting to look for now is whether these equity indices right around the world are going to maintain those advances that they've had above the March 5th lows. If they can find support in this area and then start to move upwards again and put in a higher high, that would be pretty good evidence that the reaction is over. On the other hand, if they move below those March 5th lows, then that would be pretty good evidence that this is going to be more of the medium-term type correction. At the moment, I think I'm inclined to give the bias to the upside. This doesn't look like the beginning of a series of a more serious correction. But as I said, indices do have to hold above those March 5th lows. Across the board in Europe today as well, I apologize for going backwards. I usually start with the equity indices, but I think that the commodity story was really the leader today. The FTSE was down 25 points, that's 0.4%. The DAX and the CAC were both down 0.6%. The laggards here were Switzerland, that gapped down and it was quite weak all day. It was down over 1%, down 95 points, that's at 8,870. And again, it's very much the same case. They need to hold above, they need to find support or range around this area, but certainly not move to newer lows or to lower lows. In Asia, very much the same case. Hong Kong has really been quite weak. All along it was the laggard. And while earlier on this year and last year Hong Kong and Shanghai were going up together, that's certainly not the case anymore. Shanghai had quite an interesting day. It traded down for the first half of the session, picked up a little bit, just a little bit before the break, and then after the break, you can see that the trading really kicked in and it went on to make new highs. That, I wonder, is a case of perhaps the government going in and starting to buy shares. They have set up this fund with, was it 8 billion, and they could easily be investing in their own stock market. And 8 billion can move a lot of shares in China, that's for sure. So we do see that the Shanghai A shares are moving to new high ground, and they would need to fall back into that sort of consolidation to offset potential for further upside. And it doesn't look like they're about to do that. So all in all, it's still very much in the reactive phase. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see some ranging from here. That sounds terribly boring and it's quite hard to commentate on, but I anticipate that that's really what we're going to see. Now, looking at those big headwinds out there, obviously oil pushing up, that's going to be an increasing headwind for equity markets. You also have the bond markets, bonds down 5 in here today. That's treasuries, they're 111.19, and the 10 years flat on the day at 108.12. If we start to see yields moving up in the US, and you're already starting to see yields moving up in Europe, the bunds were weak in here today as well. They were down nearly, well, they're down a fifth of 1 point at 115.13. So that is a potential headwind. And as we see yields starting to move upwards, that will be a headwind for stock markets. Now, the currency markets were relatively quiet here today. The euro is down 41 points at 133.10. Now, that is after actual strength in the early part of the day. The dollar was weaker earlier on, but I think, well, actually, I can't really explain why it started to strengthen up, other than the fact that of the Bernanke comment saying that they're not going to have any rate cuts, or he didn't say that exactly. He said that they were still biased towards inflation, and that means that you're not going to have rate cuts, which could have helped to strengthen the dollar in here today. But that's pretty much it for me. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.